Many are pointing to low-performing flu shots, disease mutations, and below-par vaccination rates, especially among children, for the dismal prediction. But a number of states have projects aimed at beefing up flu awareness. One is the Flu Free Florida campaign from the State Department of Health.
You know, we're hoping that a new name, somewhat difficult to pronounce perhaps, but maybe that'll make it memorable, will assist everyone in remembering to get their seasonal flu shot.
Dr. John Lanza is director of the Escambia County DOH office. The season's vaccines protect against four strains, A. Michigan, A. Singapore, B. Victoria, and B. Yamagata.
They're the same name strains, just that there's always a variation that occurs from one year to the next. They look a year in advance and try to figure out the flu strain that might be circulating around this time of the year, and they make pretty good guesses at it. Sometimes they do well, sometimes they don't. We'll see how it goes this year.
But what was driving the disinterest in getting vaccinated to the tune of 80,000 deaths last season? Lanza says part of it was the vaccine itself.
There was not a good match with the actual type A H3 strain that was out there, and that was globally. There was less than 40%, sometimes less than that, match between what you were getting in your arm and what was actually floating out there.
One of the most frustrating things for me as a physician, as a health advocate, and a surgeon general is when people die from preventable diseases, when there's something that we can do about it.
Last season's influenza death toll, the highest in four decades, included 180 children. Most were not vaccinated, says Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who's a father of three.
So every time one of my kids' friends comes over to the house, I ask them, are you vaccinated? Have your parents gotten you vaccinated yet? Because it's healthy kids out there that are dying from the flu. And one flu death, just one flu death is too many.
Flu vaccinations save lives, asserts the Surgeon General. He says, if not for yourself, get it for those around you.
I got to tell you, I'm tired of hearing people say, well, I didn't get sick and I didn't get the flu shot. Those 80,000 people who died last year from the flu, guess what? They got the flu from someone.
A report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Americans across the board are skittish when it comes to getting a flu shot. Of 800 whites and 800 African-American adults studied, only 47% of whites received them, while the number was 41% for blacks. A separate CDC report shows Latinos at an even lower rate, 39%. Once again, Dr. John Lanza.
You know, it goes to the marketing. It goes to convincing people that this is the right thing for them. Many people feel that the flu shot gives them the flu. For years and years, I've said it's impossible for the flu shot to give someone the flu. It's impossible for that to happen.
Along with a vaccination, there are other ways to protect yourself and others. The first is frequent hand washing. Also coughing or sneezing into the crook of your elbow. Disinfecting common surfaces where cold and flu viruses can live up to 72 hours. And staying hydrated.
Clearly, when your temperature is 101, 102, 103, you are losing water with that fever. So you need to replenish the water that you have in you. That also is important in the functioning of the kidneys.
Making a comeback this flu season is the nasal spray. It had been off the market the past 2 years amid questions about its effectiveness. Lanza says the flu mist is expected to work against the current strains, but he adds, it's not for everyone.
For those who are 2 years of age through 49 years of age, you are eligible for the flu mist. For the shot, you have to be greater than 6 months of age, and there's no upper limit on it.
Meanwhile, there's a new sheriff in town when it comes to treating the flu. Xofluza is the first new flu drug approved by the feds in two decades for people age 12 and over who have had flu symptoms for no more than 48 hours. It's expected to be available in the next few weeks by prescription.
We'll have to see how effective it is in actual use, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
More information on battling the flu can be found at your county's health department website and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.